With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and Israel's prime minister speak for the first time in more than a month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Monday's phone call between the president and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu marked their first interaction in several weeks. The two leaders have differing views on the food crisis in Gaza and the conduct of the war with Hamas, straining the relationship between allies. Adding to the tension, Senate Majority Leader Schumer's call last week for new Israeli elections. Republicans were outraged, as were Israeli officials, while President Biden called it a good speech. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, it was a chaotic night in Jacksonville Beach Sunday with multiple shooting incidents. Jennifer King has more.
Police are investigating a series of three shooting incidents in Jacksonville Beach Sunday night that left a 21-year-old man dead and three other people in serious condition.
Three separate, unrelated shootings.
Jacksonville Beach Police Chief Gene Paul Smith.
One person lost their life last night.
Smith says two people apparently shot each other and one person was an innocent tourist from out of town. Police locked down nearby bars and evacuated the downtown and beachfront area. Lynch's Irish pub patron Casey Jones told WJXT he was impressed by the way the business took care of their customers.
They say everybody get in, they got everybody in, and they locked the doors.
Audio courtesy WJXT. I'm Jennifer King.
In health news, the Environmental Protection Agency announcing a comprehensive ban on asbestos, a deadly carcinogen still used in some chlorine bleach brake pads and other products. The exposure is linked to 40,000 U.S. deaths each year. The new rule would ban chrysotile asbestos, the only ongoing use of asbestos in the U.S. The Dow had 163 points, the Nasdaq adding 183. This is SRN News. The National Right to Life Committee condemns Vice President Harris's abortion clinic visit.
The head of the NRLC says the vice president's tour of an abortion clinic in Minnesota last week is another extreme example of this administration's obsession with unlimited abortion. Carol Tobias said abortion rights is a cornerstone issue for the Biden White House and that no other presidential administration has been as focused on promoting abortion as this one. The White House said Harris's visit marked the first time a sitting president or vice president toured an abortion clinic. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Former Disney Channel actress Olivia Rodrigo promoting abortion access on her concert tour. According to National Review, the 21-year-old singer distributed free abortion pills at a concert in St. Louis, Missouri last week. Rodrigo also donating a portion of proceeds from ticket sales to support her new initiative that promotes free productive health freedom. This is SRN News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton proposing a rule that would target prosecutors who do not prosecute.
The rule that targets DAs who do not prosecute criminals appropriately could affect the Bexar County District Attorney's Office. The proposal would allow the Attorney General to remove the DAs of large Texas counties who don't provide additional reporting on certain cases so as to provide transparency. The San Antonio Police Officers Association has often complained about Bexar County DA Joe Gonzalez's lax handling of violent crime cases. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Acclaimed American classical pianist Byron Janis has died at the age of 95. Janis died Thursday evening in New York City. Janis studying as a childhood prodigy under Vladimir Horowitz and emerged in the late 1940s as one of the most celebrated virtuosos. More details at SRNnews.com.